as a training trust, I work in between. I do, well, a combination of things. So we are responsible for the, let's say, interaction with the college, providing curriculum for our program, and also basically working with our apprentices, or call students, for the 5 years that they're in the training program to help them get through.
What are some of the processes that some of the students might be going through in your program, and how does it help prepare them to be a sheet metal worker? And I guess, what even does that mean? In our conversation earlier, it sounded like this program could lead students to several different career paths. So what are some of the options they have if they go through this program?
Okay, to start off, we have basically three career paths. One is a service career path where you learn electricity, you learn how to service, maintain, install wire control systems, because all buildings now are going to automated control systems, which includes our HVAC system. That's one career path. Then we have a testing and balancing part of our, again, another five-year career path, which is more of a technical side. It's more testing, commissioning, which means approving something to meet requirements by the state of California for the energy requirements, and also like a quality assurance aspect for the building owner. And then, of course, the other part we have, I talked about the sheet metal on roofs and whatnot, is we have the construction part, which is where you learn to lay out and fabricate different things related to sheet metal. Could be most of our work is in galvanized, but we also work with copper, stainless steel, lead-coated copper, aluminum. We work with all different types of metals, but those are the three basic career paths that you could choose when you apply and you would come in and do a five-year program. And then after the fact, it branches out into much, you know, different things, to be a project manager, a detailer, a general foreman.